Jeff. We just finished listening to Britney Spears' hot new single, Radar, off of Circus, her most recent album.
Yeah.
I believe this is your first exposure to the song.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
I believe the video just dropped today, or recently-ish. Now, the album came out a little while ago.
Yeah, the album's not that fresh.
Super new.
Yeah.
But, Thoughts on Radar.
You've said before we listened to it that it was maybe the most overproduced thing you'd ever heard.
And yeah.
I think it probably...
It's up there, right?
It's definitely up there.
Like, here, the things that I love about it.
Uh-huh.
The things that make me want to listen to it over and over again.
Right.
I love, like, the crazy German synthesized production to, the beat. Like, I love all the voopy fucking synthesizer sounds.
Yeah.
Kind of like almost sound like hydraulics going off.
Yeah.
That's a really good hissy kind of raw sound.
They took the noise knob and they turned it up.
I like that. I like how viciously and unforgivingly auto-tuned and vocoded all of Britney Spears' vocals are.
Yep. But for a fact, like you don't get the impression that they had to do that to fix it.
No, it's like because we
solely in there.
We want to make it sound like that. Yeah, it's not like oh she's.
And I really like that sound. I really like that sound. In moderation, you know.
That song does not take it in moderation whatsoever.
I mean, you know, compared to every song, if every song ever made had it, that'd be bad.
Sure, but you can take your little bite-sized pieces.
I really like putting way too many vocal effects on vocal tracks.
Yeah. Well, so do the producers of Radar.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite things to do after recording vocals is just sit there and go, like, how can I make this sound messed up? But the one thing I can't do is make it sound messed up and cool, but still have it up front in the mix like that, just in your face. Like, the vocals just fucking crack you over the skull.
I like the
that song.
Yeah, I like the chorus when she says Radar and it goes down at the end.
Yeah.
Like that real, like, weird kind of down-tuned effect that they throw
on. And they're, like,
it.
Just the way they're pinching, like, they're cutting off and back on with the, with the other parts of the chorus.
I will say Britney Spears knows how to team up. She knows how to find the producers, whether it's the weird Swedish pop.
Right.
Svengali's or the Neptunes or, I believe it's just the Panic Team.
All right.
Panic Squad, maybe. I don't know. This.
Yeah, I don't know.
My third favorite thing about this song is when she rhymes baby with fader.
Yeah, of course. That totally fits.
That's.
But I hate the swing of the song. I don't like the. I just. It's too cheesy. Like, that's where it breaks for me.
Like, you want to just be.
It's that earnest kind of like, oh yeah, we're singing a song. Like, that's where I don't like it.
It's a little too ballady for you?
Yeah, kind of.
Like, it's. It is produced heavily. It's not.
It is. I like it a little more straightforward. Just four on the floor, more kick drum.
You want it to sound more like a
bass.
You want it to sound more like a dance song.
Yes, exactly.
This is a little bit more of that bump and
this
grind.
This is more like, you know, she's out there with a top hat and cane and a chair type crap.
Then you haven't seen the video, obviously.
Yeah.
No,
I have not.
It's basically her pretending to fuck a bunch of horse jockeys.
Great.
There's a good, long, extended shot of a horse being blasted in the face and chest with a hose.
That sounds pretty hot.
It's good stuff. I love horses, so. Yeah, you know, I gotta say, I haven't paid attention to any Britney Spears songs a good long while.
Right, yeah.
But this one caught my attention.
It's no crazy.
It's certainly not. And, I mean, to be clear, at least 6 or 7 years since I have heard and cared about a Britney Spears song.
Sure.
I don't even know how many, like, Toxic? When did that come out?
That's 3 years? I don't know.
03?
I don't know. That song's terrible.
It's coming out next year?
That song's terrible.
It is, but it's the last one that I really remember.
Yeah.
Even.
And this Radar song is kind of awful, too, but.
I like the way it's.
I really love the way it's bad.
It's a fun song. You should listen to it again.
Okay.
Right now.
But that's on your phone, so you have to stop this.
Well, we'll just keep talking about this until we can't talk about this anymore.
Okay. I'm gonna produce a song like that. I'm gonna next to the one or two Midnight Brown songs left to write for this album. I'm gonna write one that